We Are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Lordy, lordy, do we ever. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. How are you?
Lover, looking great. You got some sick-ass, wild Medusa hair.
Yeah, I have a top knot going. It's called a top knot.
Oh, a top knot.
What did we do this weekend? We watched a little porn?
We did watch a little porn. We watched one of the greatest porns of the golden age of pornography, the opening of Misty Beethoven.
That's right.
One of the biggest budget productions in the history of adult cinema.
Also very funny.
Yes.
Good dialogue.
Yeah, quippy, witty little dialogue. We watched it in public, and we gave some running commentary.
And for the second half of that, you can come to our show on March 12th.
Yes, you can.
For the 8 people who did not leave the theater while we were playing the porn.
Yes, some people came in, they saw pornography, and they left. Imagine.
Hopefully
Chelsea,
they just...
New York, 2016. Somebody watching a porn in a basement, and everybody fucking leaves.
Well, I think they just left to hopefully make love or jack off.
Yes, they were so aroused, they couldn't contain themselves.
It couldn't be us.
Rush away and jazz to each other.
You know who else I want to jazz to?
Yes.
This raucous Renaissance romantic. She's a filmmaker, actress, musician, composer, comedian, director, and creator. She's got it all, folks.
Yes, she does. You've seen her work in many a comedic short and web series all over this great internet of ours. We're talking Gary Saves the Graveyard, Hippocampus, and most recently her fabulous short film, The Shitting, is on Vimeo for your viewing pleasure. Please welcome Ms. Tessa Greenberg.
Hey, guys.
Woo. Hello, hello.
How
Thank you
doing?
For being
great.
With us.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And this beautiful apple spritzer here.
That's
delightful.
True.
It's true. We do like to wine and dine our guests. We try to be as fancy as possible.
Mm. Tessa asked for an alcoholic spritzer. That's and we true. Chose whiskey, apple, something. I don't know.
Some bitters.
There's some good stuff in there.
How about cheers to
cheers.
Cheers.
To spritzer.
It feels like spring. It's like 53 degrees today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got some bubbles going in here.
That calls for a spritz.
It does. Very I'd like spring. To say Tessa is wearing leather overalls yeah. for our listeners at home.
She looks way too dope for radio.
You know, if you're...
I call podcasts radio.
I like radio.
I refuse the technologies.
I was like, what should I wear in an enclosed room that's really going to look good?
Yeah.
Leather overalls.
You know what doesn't breathe in this hot hole?
Leather overalls.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're going to wear overalls, they might as well be leather.
Agreed.
That's an old Farmer Brown tip, I think.
It's true. This is a sexy beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's spring. It's a high maintenance beverage, though. Mm. It's not like just popping a beer open.
It's nice when it takes a little time to put something together, though.
It does,
it
but
hits your lips.
My question is, how often do you drink these at home? Spritzer.
I drink spritzers a lot because I really like to have a drink, but I get drunk pretty quickly, and I find that a spritzer is a nice way to drink and get drunk, but slowly
and delightfully.
And they're very refreshing. Like, sometimes I'm so thirsty and I want to drink, but alcohol can dehydrate you.
Yep.
And I feel like the spritzer can hydrate as well as keep the party going.
Yes.
Perfect cocktail.
Year round, guys.
Mm-hmm. Are you single or looking to mingle?
I got a boo.
Yes.
All right.
My boo's Greer. He's great. He's actually at UCB Comedy today doing some visual effects.
Oh, my.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So there's, yeah.
Sorry we had to take you away from him.
Oh, no, it's fine. I stare at him all day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a cool relationship.
Yeah, we love each other. Just kidding. Love you.
Murph and I stare at the TV, but we do it together.
We do.
That's right.
We stare a lot at, Some good programs, some bad programs, but that's television, right?
The Bachelor, am I right?
Oh, my God.
Nah.
No.
I said no. I mean, I've seen some of it, but...
My boo and I just finished watching all 8 Harry Potter films together.
Oh,
and
yes.
We spent like 6 hours dissecting them and, and getting into some fan fiction and being like,
yes.
Well, wait a minute. If he had the resurrection stone, why didn't he die? Why did his parents appear? Shouldn't he have died and then seen his parents? And we were in like a cool, hip coffee shop. And other people were talking about like their fun parties that they went to for the weekend. And like we were just like, oh, wait. If you think back to the 3rd Harry Potter film when Hagrid comes out, that's no way they could have gotten to the Forbidden Forest.
And that's definitely how you sounded to the hip people in the rest of this cafe.
I'm going to sound like an idiot here, but I didn't even realize there were 8 movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There were like 4.
Mm-mm.
Well,
it's been going on a long time.
Yeah, there's 7 books, and on the last book, they were like, how can we make more money?
Right.
Let's split it up into 2 movies.
Yeah, that makes sense. I saw the first movie. But no books and no more movies.
Well, fun fact about me, when my mom was driving me to college in Colorado from Portland, Oregon, she decided to get Harry Potter books on tape.
Yes.
And whoa. I was like, no. It was like, Professor McGonagall! And I was like, I'm like going to college. I had like 5 hampers and like 800 sweatshirts. Yeah. And I was like, this is not cool.
But did you listen?
No.
Oh.
And also, I had never pumped gas before because you don't pump your own gas in Oregon.
Right.
So I tried in like Wyoming and I got covered in gasoline and I fainted. And my mom had to like get baby butt wipes and clean my body in the gas station.
So day one, showing up for college, just
a baby.
Stinking of gas, head full of Potter.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to listen to Harry Potter, but I want my mommy to wipe me with baby wipes.
And like, no one light a match. I will explode. That was a cool time.
What do you say we slide on over to Sexy Science?
Let's do it.
Hey.
All right. So what do we do
here? Here we rip an article from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
That discuss matters of the hearts and parts, things scientific, sexy, that all the shit we love. This one came from Broadly. This is a Vice site.
That's labia, not abia.
Yeah, I figured that. There is a typo in the title. And it goes a little something like this. What does your labia color say about your sex life?
Check out what happens. The brown gingerbread turns pink. The pink toasty bread turns a white shade. And the purple Erica eraser turns blue. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
I found that clip about erasers that change color.
Blue labia. I wonder, that's like lack of oxygen, I would say.
That's a dead woman.
That is dead.
So recently, Reddit exploded with a misinformed debate about whether a woman's labia hue indicates her sexual experience.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, leave it to the Reddit users, the cream of the crop. There was one of them reporting hearing 2 dudes talking at work saying, the darker the vag, the more dude she's been pounded by.
So,
yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
So Broadly
talked. No.
Broadly talked to gynecologists to get to the bottom of this fiasco.
Yeah, there is no evidence that the labia undergoes any permanent changes as a result of having sex. This is from Dr. Tolly Onon.
Also, what if you, like, bleach it? You know, you can bleach your anus. What if you're someone who's also bleached your labia, which is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
labia bleaching's a thing?
I think that you can bleach any part.
Any parts.
Wow.
Especially if you have had a lot of experiences, and let's say you just have a lot of wear and tear on your labes.
They do on the labes. They do a little tuck.
So, yeah.
There can be a tuck and a bleach.
This lady, I don't know if that's a lady. This doctor says, during orgasm, the labia will become engorged with blood, which will make them appear larger and darker, but this is not long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a myth.
Yeah.
That's like saying, you just look at a guy's boner, and if he has a boner, it's like engorged with blood and swollen at the moment,
right.
But it will go away.
Well,
unless you have
my labia is really engorged right now, so why don't we just look at it and then we can find
and
out.
And then we'll know.
That's such a good segment for radio.
Jeez. Yeah, you were not kidding.
Wow, long and dark.
Oof.
Oh.
Don't
mind. Is that the leather on the overalls or the labia?
You can count the rings on the tree of that.
Oh, don't mind my tail.
No.
What?
Okay, here's what pisses me off about this. It's basically body shaming.
Yep.
And it's inherently racist.
That's true.
Because you're saying, like, the darker the labs, like, the more
the sweeter
pounding.
The juice. Yeah.
And a good point they make in the article is that a lot of porn stars have really small labia.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really gone to town on that
area.
Yeah. So that this is just completely bullshit.
It's just people's bodies are different.
It's like nipples and noses and, you know, it's like any part of you looks different. I'm like sad that dudes think that.
That's true. Yeah. Everyone's labia is going to be different and beautiful and magical.
Absolutely. And
they can't all be tiny and adorable like mine.
Let's see it.
Take it out. Haas has been giggling and peeping his phone.
I'm on vaginalbleaching.org.
Vaginal.
See, this is the kind of Reddit users like Haas who are on there just being like,
"This is a problem."
Her vagina was huge, dude.
Did you see her vagina? Whoa!
Wait, I want to catch Tess up. One of our running bits that is not a bit because it's true is that Haas doesn't know anything about the female anatomy.
No, I actually don't know what you guys are talking about.
He was
about.
Like, "What's a labia?" a couple months ago.
Labia?
That's a beautiful name.
It's a Star Wars character.
It is. In the new Star Wars, there's going to be a labia.
Labia!
The vagina is the most delicate and sensitive part of every woman's body. Naturally, female vagina appears to be darker compared to the complexion of other parts of the body. Hence, it is every woman's dream to have a white, complex vagina.
Oh, ew, boy. What? Is that a sales pitch from vaginalbleeding.com?
Mm-hmm.
Or bleeding. Having a white vagina.
Jesus.
Wowie zowie.
Oh, that's a different website.
Covered periods a couple weeks ago.
It really feels like a horror to the idea of having a white vagina. Like, they use the word white. Because that would be like dead.
Yeah.
That or just ghostly. Very unhealthy.
Well, and also genitals are just kind of, it's like your mouth. Like everything's like a weird different color. And like, I think that part of this like puritanical bullshit is that you would be like
self-conscious or
that you should feel bad that you have like, because dicks, like circumcised dicks are two-tone. Mm-hmm. You guys ever notice that?
Yeah.
The bottom's like purple or tan, and the top's like pink. Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking
weird. Well, someone
weird.
Mutilated our genitals when we were a baby, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying two different ways. Those same dudes are sitting around the fucking water cooler being like, oh, she had a purple vag, and she's a whore.
Yeah, it's mutilated like, dick, brah. Yeah.
No, check out your dick, brah.
Your dick at the door.
When I was in college, I was in the vagina monologues, as every theater student woman shall be in her first 4 years. And there's a whole bit about looking at your vagina in a mirror, because a lot of women have never seen their vagina. Mm-hmm. And the director was like, I encourage you all to do this. I encourage you all to go home, go to Duane Reade, buy a hand mirror, and just spend time getting to know
your vagina. Does she work for Duane Reade?
She's with the person on the loudspeaker that's like, this week at Duane Reade, 40% off, Pert Plus. Do they still sell Pert Plus?
I'm sure they do.
I hope so.
Wait, so did everyone do it?
I mean, yeah, some people did it and came back and were like, wow, there was a whole world down there. Didn't know about. And I was like, I looked at it and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a fucking vagina. That's
Who hasn't seen their vag? Like, not to be progressive.
I think some people are like you said, because they're shamed at a young age that it's, you know, the naughty parts, the dirty parts. So they don't really.
I peep my beef every day.
I mean, even just as a teenager, I feel like you get a little bit of curiosity.
Well, it's harder for a woman to see her own parts.
That's
because,
true.
You know, unless you're extremely flexible or just like real curious at a young age with the mirror, you might avoid it. I mean, I feel like the first
couple.
It is
difficult.
Yeah.
You might see the top.
It is a little scary.
The bush and whatnot, but you wouldn't really get down
to the
nitty gritty.
Long necks are more informed about their own body.
Lucky.
Lucky long necks.
Well, like, have you seen your taint? Like, do dudes do the mirror thing?
Well, I did. The reason why I think I saw my taint in the mirror at a young age is because of on Sandler's album, They're All Gonna Laugh at You, that was like the one weird bit where he's like, I looked at my asshole in the mirror today and blew my mind. So I just remember hearing that and being like, I'm gonna look at my asshole in the mirror.
I got a snake, man.
Yep.
Wiggling this way and that. Can you believe that was the pinnacle of comedy?
Yeah.
It was all fucked up.
Did you shove a shampoo bottle up your ass, too?
Yep, sure did.
We're all gonna laugh at you.
Yeah.
The pinnacle of comedy in 1995.
Yep. Just doing vaguely ethnic voices and
so
screaming into a mic.
Would not fly today.
No,
that
no,
would
no.
not fly today.
No, but there's a time and a place where that was really good.
Oh, yeah. I was all over that shit in fifth grade.
Mid-90s.
Also, I think the teen years are a better time to look at your ass and genitalia, because my asshole now is not probably nice to look at.
Oh, no.
Mine it's tore up.
War zone.
It's towel up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of hemorrhoids. A lot of hair.
I think, though, when I was younger and more uninformed, every time I would look at my vagina, I would be like, oh, my God, I have like 6 STDs because I don't understand what is normal and what is not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like run to the gynecologist and she's like, that's an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
You're fine. You know,
no, hair follicles look like you're like, is this?
Yeah.
What is that?
I did that Birthright Israel trip, you know, where like Jews get to go for free because Jews love free things.
Yep,
and, you know, that's me.
Hello.
Hi. And before I went, I was like, okay, I'm going to be with a bunch of strangers. I'm going to be in a bathing suit. I never get my bikini waxed, but I'm going to do it just because fuck it.
Your bikini line or your bikini?
My bikini line.
I have a very hairy bikini.
Yeah, I wear a mohair bikini. I got my bikini line waxed, and I have very, very thick, curly hair. You can see.
Beautiful hair, folks.
Thank you. But that don't stop on my head. That goes over my whole body. So I get my bikini line wax. I go to Israel, and like a few days later, the hairs start coming back, and it's like ingrown.
Yeah.
And I remember freaking out in Israel, being like, "Oh my god, I got herpes. What am I gonna do? I'm in Israel." And like, and then I go back panicking to the doctor, and she's like, "It's a fucking ingrown. It's fine."
They don't tell you that.
But it kind of ruined the trip because like once you think that,
yeah,
it starts to manifest in your mind, and then it's like, "Oh, I have AIDS." And like,
yeah, yep. I got AIDS from an Israeli toilet.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But it was fine. I was healthy. It was just an ingrown hair.
Oh.
We've all been there.
But yeah, any slight change to that area I think is a little spooky if you don't know what you're, you know, what
terrifying.
You're dealing with. I think that my varicocele veins in my testes, when I first had those before I knew what they were, I started feeling around. I'm like, what is this bag of worms? And I went and they were like, well, it's actually called a bag of worms.
You got
the medical
ball
term
worms.
Is varicocele. Yeah, just a big old hair or big old vein full of blood, too much blood.
Ugh. Life.
So that's cool.
Life. I wish I had something to share, but my body is like perfect.
You do have the perfect vagina, that's I will true. Say that.
I have a love handles.
Mm-hmm.
Not
on
sexual.
On your labia.
Yeah.
I got fat labia because I got high cholesterol. That's true, guys, about me.
Well, Reddit, listen, get your shit together, will you?
True. No.
Quit spreading misinformation.
Life.
All shapes and sizes, especially sizes.
Shall we move on?
I think we shall.
I'm drunk. You guys are barely drinking. This is empty.
No. I'm sipping. It's a spritzer meant to be pounded.
Blitzed on spritz.
People come up to us sometimes on the street, but sometimes virtually over Twitter, email, or any of those other things. And they ask us questions. So, Tessa, we're not great at giving advice, so we hope that you can help us.
Let's slip on over to Listener Love.
Listen, a mailbag.
Haas, who the hell do we have this week?
Our first question comes to us from Maurice in the Bronx via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Maurice says, do you guys think there was a sexual chemistry between Lydia and Beetlejuice?
We were just discussing Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God.
We are huge Beetlejuice fans.
Yeah.
What a wonderful question.
It is a wonderful
really
question.
Really good.
Thank you.
Lydia Dietz and Beetlejuice spelled with a G-E-U-S-E.
Beetlegeist?
Beetlegeist. Yeah, I mean, she was young. Beetlegeist.
I'm going to do that cover. You know what? I hate to say it, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit, I would say so.
Yeah.
More from him to her. But I think when she, because she was a loner and he was exotic, sort of, that like novelty was, there was something there.
They never said her age directly, but what would we say, 15?
No, 16?
16, 17. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Winona was probably a little older, but I think the character felt like still
she's
high school.
Supposed to be a teenager,
age.
Yeah.
16, 17, though. 15 is like still a freshman.
She's in school, high school for girls. We know that.
Yes,
so
that's
she
right.
is a, of high school age.
Right.
And she likes to shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body line.
Her last wish is to dance to that song with some football players.
I got an
some
A.
Some dead football players. Oh, man. But that did look like a lot of fun, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so there was some tension, I guess, but it was more predatory than anything else.
Yeah, but she, at the end of the day, Lydia needs Beetlejuice and goes to him. She's like,
yes.
I don't want to do this, but you're my last resort. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a little bit like being like, ugh, I know I'm better than you.
Yeah.
But
I'm horny.
I'm horny and you're available.
Right. Yep.
So you could look at it that way. That's one way to look at it.
He's like an anti-hero, too, because he does save the day a couple times, but he is an a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a thing where sometimes if a suitor shows interest in you and you're like, oh, I'm not into them at all, you start telling your friends, oh, there's this person, they're really into me, but gross, gross, gross. But I feel like there's this little part of you underneath that's still flattered by it, even if they're really gross.
Yep.
And like maybe... Yeah, if the world ended and, you know.
It was just you and Beetlejuice.
Sandworms abound.
Saturn, you know, you were on Saturn together riding a sandworm. You'd be like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
I was just imagining those little, because then in that case, you're maybe just like, well, we got to keep the species going. But then I'm like, what species?
Right. What is Beetlejuice?
Demon?
He's just a demon. Yeah, I think he was a human.
He's a poltergeist, I believe.
Yep.
So, but, and then here's the thing.
Was he ever a person, though? Because Juno, their caseworkers, like, he's not.
He's different. from the other. Yeah, from the other.
But so, so is Lydia. She herself is
strange and unusual.
So,
and she can see the
dead. She can see the dead.
Let's start the movie from the beginning, alternating lines back and forth through memory.
I would do that on another podcast.
Who's Lydia?
She's the daughter of Jeffrey. And whatever.
Catherine O'Hara and Jeffrey Jones. Yeah.
Jeffrey Jones.
Oh, what a fantastic movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Talking about couples in that movie, too, we've had this battle many a time that Otho and his muse are not lovers because.
No, he's gay, but I was saying that she's like a beard. They live in New York together. And I think he pays for her like artistic projects.
Right.
I think he's her main gay, you know?
Yeah. Like,
that's how I've kind of
But I think they live in like a loft together. They go to dinner parties together. Like she was his date was the argument. And our friend Lucas and Murph were saying she was not his date at that dinner.
Right.
But I'm
like, no,
they were deaf dates.
I don't think so.
It was all couples and Otho and that woman.
Yeah, but that woman was there to kind of, she's part of the New York art scene. It was like, hey, we're going to do this unveiling and we're going to talk about Catherine O'Hara's sculpture and we're going to try to get
And he's
Maxie,
like,
whatever, on board.
Maxie.
She's still mad because someone dropped a house on her sister.
Oh, yeah. But that's, I mean, that's a line that
no, but that's
digs deep.
Couples fight. You don't fight with people you don't love.
They are couples, but they're creative couple. They're not asexual.
Who's got the money in the relationship? You know, the Japanese woman or Otho? Like, is he representing her art or is it vice versa?
I thought through his, like, booming interior decor company, he was like kind of facilitating her making like weird art.
Yeah. That's and it was the 80s.
It was.
So weird art, like real like new wave.
Yeah.
But no one wanted Catherine O'Hara's art. Her art was shit.
Oh, those trees that like trap you.
What's the line where she's like, where it traps her? You think I want to die like this?
Yeah.
Well, now we're just talking about Beetlejuice.
That's all it is.
We're
well,
doing
fine. That's fine. I don't mind at all.
Definite sexual tension between Lydia and Beetlejuice, but more like unwanted slash, I guess I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although a little rapey at
the end. Oh, definitely.
Oh.
The forced marriage.
He covers her mouth with
a
metal.
And then a metal sheet.
With the bolts.
Oh,
he speaks through her.
Yeah, he speaks through her. He throws her voice.
Oh, then what does he do that to? He does that to
Gina Davis, because she's trying to say Beetlejuice, And that minister, shame on him. He should have known
that. Little minister!
Little
I mean, he can't,
minister.
And it's like, will you hurry it up? Yeah, get to the end. And I'm like, sir, you need to step in as the civil servant here. And just.
I
cannot sign off on this marriage. In good conscience.
You're like,
even in this weird other world. And
it's a fucked wedding, but her dress.
Oh, killer.
That like magenta.
Yeah.
Yep. And his tux and those white shoes.
But something blue. Great. What did Otho get put in?
He was in the blue.
But he put him in like a seersucker.
A leisure suit.
Yeah, because he hated Otho's worst nightmare was being in one of his old 70s leisure suits.
Before he became Otho. He was like Jamie Berkowitz.
That's what he went to the prom in. Yeah, Jamie Berkowitz. But now he's reinvented himself as Otho and he can't be seen in that.
Otho.
He's like, hey, round boy.
Blue-green oxide.
All right. Well, yes. There was some
So I hope we
chemistry.
Helped someone there. At least you know we saw Beetlejuice.
Thank you, Maurice.
8,000 times.
Who else?
Okay, our second question is from Christina in Humboldt County, California, via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Christina asks, I was dating a guy and things were going well. The other night, I pooped a little while I slept over. I cleaned it up, but he hasn't called since. Mm-hmm. Any advice?
Well, I didn't hear anything about Beetlejuice in there, so I don't really care about this question. But this is pooped a little. That's all it says. So.
Well, and she cleaned it up.
Yeah. Pooped in bed, though? She doesn't specify where.
It's not specified, but I'm thinking that she just pooped in the bathroom a little. Like it was a little poop.
But then why would you
have
to clean
up? Why would you need to clean
up?
That's just flush.
You just flush it.
Oh, that's true.
Can you reread the question, please?
Yes. Take two. I was dating a guy and things were going well. The other night, I pooped a little while I slept over. I cleaned it up, but he hasn't called since. Any advice?
She does not specify where the poop. Is it in bed?
Yes. Is it in the kitchen?
That's a good point because that could I want to say he shouldn't care at all, yeah. But if they were like dancing and she like diarrheaed on the kitchen floor, that is a little different than like sharting in her pants.
Diarrhea dance.
Like what happened?
I could deal with the kitchen scenario. I think honestly the bed thing for me is like a real
deal breaker.
Yeah, I can't.
If you
do
really
that.
Liked a girl and she had a tummy bug and she pooped in your bed and then cleaned it up, you would dump her?
I would be furious, but it depends on the scenario.
Right. I mean, well, wow. This is dating. Well, I don't think it, okay, as a couple. Yeah.
People are different. You know, some people are very sensitive to that kind of thing. Personally, I'm not bothered by it. Like, yes, poop smells and it's icky, but
is it my favorite? No.
But long term, if you're trying to be with someone, you're trying to meet someone that you connect with, and you can't confront poop with them,
yeah,
you should not be with them.
Exactly.
Oh,
there's
true.
A whole nother laundry list that you're going to have to
do. Do some soul searching.
Yeah, everybody poops.
And also,
that's
like
a book that I read when I was six.
Yeah, and then you were like, oh, it's not just me. Everybody
poops. The fireman poops.
Yeah, it's a real part of life.
Maybe it's just love, but I feel like Murph could like shit on my face and I would like still love you.
That is love. That is love.
Aww, so
we
sweet.
Shit all over the house. So I don't think we're the best.
No, we don't. Just a couple.
I think she should, if she really likes him, if she feels a real connection there and can see a future, she should just talk to him. She should call him. She should text him and say, you know, hey, is everything okay? Or maybe just own up to it. Be like, yeah. Hey, really funny story. I know this sounds crazy and maybe a little bit gross, but I sharted in my sleep. I want you to know so you don't think I'm trying to hide it. I really like you. I hope this doesn't change things.
Also,
that would be so
you
chill.
Might notice shits all over your thighs.
Yeah.
Because
I shit in your inner thighs.
Yeah.
What?
I tried
because
to clean it up.
Because they're sleeping in a bed together.
But you started tossing and turning
and
I couldn't get to
him.
You.
Oh, spooning.
Yeah.
We don't know they were spooning.
Well, we don't know enough.
I'm projecting, but I'm just saying.
So you think she was naked, ass to dick, and
yes.
Just exploded.
Exploded diarrhea all over his dick.
That's worst case scenario, though.
But like, what a chill person would that be to be like, look, real talk, sharted a little, need to talk about it, like you a lot. Let's talk.
Where are the Lysol wipes?
Right. That's a chill person that I want to date.
Dinner's on me.
Yeah. What if?
Good morning, sleepyhead. Don't look at your dick.
I feel like it'd be brutal, though, if she did call and reached out and said, you know what? We both know I pooped a little bit. I tried to clean it up. I apologize. I had a little bit of a stomach thing. Can we get past it? No big deal. And he had no idea. And he was just like, oh, no, just that you like voted for John McCain or something.
Oh, right.
Had nothing to do with it.
So when was this?
So then you're just like, okay, so you just don't want to see me anymore.
Right, right, right.
And now you've got a hell of a thing you can just go around town and tell people
right.
about.
Well, that's like,
that's true.
That's putting yourself out there, though.
It
that's
is.
How this shit goes.
That
you
goes to the
home.
Next question, which is like, if you're on the other end, if you're the dude, and whether it's the poop or whether it's that you don't like her, and somebody says like, hey, can you please just be real with me? If you don't want to see each other anymore, just tell me. You know, what do? You do the honest thing and say, yeah, I'm sorry, I just don't think it's working out? Or do you just do the ghosting where you don't text back, you don't call back?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what's weird is, like, I'm all for, like, direct communication as adults, and I think it's lame when people don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's a time and a place for the just, it depends where you are in the courtship.
Yeah.
Because I also think sometimes it is nicer to just kind of stop talking than to have a serious conversation about what you don't like about someone if you aren't that invested, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like, if they've only went on a few dates, it's probably best to just
that's
float
a
away.
Gray area, I think.
I guess you could always just send a text that's like the poop emoticon followed by a frowny face followed by that woman holding up two arms and an
like
X.
An X. Yeah.
And then a bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, end it with emojis.
End it with emojis.
Who else do we have, Oz?
Well, lastly, Anonymous DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio. Anon wonders. Great. Was Haas really on Molly at your show last Saturday? If so, cool.
Yes.
How about you preface that question with, oh, great.
Yeah. Well, Anonymous, I was indeed watching porn on Molly. And let me tell you, I did get many a boner.
Yeah.
You got boners?
It enlightened the experience.
Ew.
Yeah,
you were
sitting right
Molly?
Next to me.
I saw them on your face.
You did Molly?
Yep.
Cool.
Did Tessa text this question to us? I don't know. No.
Cool. Wink.
Yeah, it was. It made the show a little livelier, I would say.
So what Haas did was he got Murph some Molly for his birthday.
Yeah. I think that's a nice gift.
It's great. It's a perfect gift.
But then we couldn't take
it. Drugs.
One degenerate to another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had work the next day, so he did it alone at our show.
Yeah. So
why are you
sandwich.
Laughing? That's cool. That's a really cool choice to make.
Chill.
Obviously, like, I've got a cool-ass life. I make good life decisions. So let's just continue with this.
He is single, ladies.
Yeah.
And well, you're still looking for a sugar grandma, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Any grandmas want to cut the crust off and pay for me to live, I'll bang
sugar
you every once in a while.
Grandma. Sugar mama.
Wow.
Why is everyone like slowly backing out of the room? What's going on, guys? We've got to finish this episode.
Oh,
we do. Jesus. Let's get back in the saddle.
All right. Come on.
Yeah, it was a delightful show.
It was great.
And there's nothing like doing Molly solo.
And we still have the Molly.
And we do. So we'll
report
do it another
back
time.
On that.
And I didn't go home alone either.
No, you did.
I met up with a human woman.
Yes.
You
human
did.
Woman.
And you said you got it wet.
I sure did.
Yeah.
She's from Australia. Let's just say I got right in that pouch.
Oh, like a kangaroo.
thunder
from
down
under.
Kangaroo.
I ate some kangaroo meat recently.
You did.
What did it taste like?
It was a little too gamey for me.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? How do you?
Nope.
I...
Moving on.
Please.
No, get out. I feel like I use the word gamey and I secretly don't know what it means. Gamey is like chewy, grainy. What is it?
Funky.
I think it's a funky taste. I think it's when meat has turned a little. And it's kind of like what people like about things like. It's like what I like about foods that other people don't like that are like quote unquote gross foods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I had to say literally,
like
I feel
bone
like
marrow
maybe it comes from
or something that like, tastes like blood.
Yeah.
I feel like
game
since
meat.
It's game, like you're hunting game, so it's like a little too gamey. Maybe it comes from you're like, oh, in the brush and you're searching for food,
shitty
you just
meat?
Kill whatever. Yeah. You'd eat like a rabbit or.
I don't think it's always shitty though. I think there's like meats like chicken where they're almost like a clean palate that you can do whatever you want
right.
to it.
Yeah.
And beef we're very used to. So like cow just tastes, you know, I mean, you can season it of course too,
yeah.
but
right.
even just without,
like
just more.
To us, it's like a basic flavor. Whereas a gamey meat, I think
like
is a meat where like,
you just
oh damn.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Merriam-Webster says,
Webstar.
Having the flavor of game, especially having the flavor of game near tainting. So like mm-hmm. smelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like smelly, kind of
smells like the taint.
Punchy.
It tastes like a taint.
Yeah. Actually, that's, yep.
Well,
that's
tainted, though, it's like about to turn. So it's like all the things I like that are like minerally and vinegary and like weird mushrooms and sea creatures that no one wants to eat. I think that's like in the gamey department.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, Webstar.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Merriam.
I thought he goes to Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster says.
I just called her up. All right. Well, I think we helped everybody we needed to help with those questions.
Especially Tessa.
Yes.
Thank you.
And what do you say now we get on over to six sections? We have some questions for our guest, Tessa Greenberg. These are rapid fire, so
okay.
We'll just dive right into them.
You just Great. Answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Got it.
Starting now.
Number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
What's the sexiest animal?
Worms.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, number one, I just watched Harry Potter. I think Rupert Grint, who plays Ron Weasley with the red hair, is hot.
Yeah, hot ginge.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Obama.
69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Laughing about farts.
Ooh-ha! Six sections with Tessa
Greenberg.
Yes.
Ew, my number one celebrity crush is not Rupert Grint, who plays just, Ronald Weasley. Ew.
He's in your mind, though. You just marathoned Harry
Wait,
Potter.
Wait, so your regret answer is not worms?
It's like, no, worms are sexy as fuck, but...
Ew, what
but
the
that
fuck?
Rupert.
Ew.
Yeah, maybe it was the bag of worms that I painted a picture of.
Yeah.
It was the testicles, I think.
I thought about, like, a penis right away. I was like, well, it looks like a penis, worms.
Slimy little pee-pee.
Ugh.
69, interesting. Mm-hmm. I like laughing about farts with a partner. That's Aww. Very specific.
Yeah, because it actually... goes to the thing, the question that came in before.
Mm-hmm.
That young lady doesn't have that with her
partner.
They can't laugh about farts. They lie about shits.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of laughing.
If you can't lie about farts, you must be lying about shits. No, laughing farts, lying shits.
If you can't.
Yeah.
If it's dry, we laugh till we cry. If it's wet, fuck you.
That sounds like a cool magnet.
Thank you.
Refrigerator. Yeah, Obama. Obama's a good president to bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little haggard now, but I wouldn't
That's
kick
what
him
the
out of bed.
Job does to you.
Maybe Clinton. Clinton was like chill.
Yeah. We're also
Which
talking about
one?
In his
Ooh.
Talking about prime Clinton as well.
Bill on the saxophone.
Yep. Bill on that sax.
Yeah, sure.
Dropped a lot of panties with that sax.
I want his fat lips on my fat lab.
Fat lip to lip.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm. Where's the rest of my shit?
Now we got a new segment that we're gonna try out here. This is something.
Are you ready?
From Whose Mouth?
Mm. It's a brand new segment.
Oh, we know whose mouth that was from.
That head video?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's the grapefruit.
I think that clip was too short.
Yeah. I was looking for about 30 more seconds of that right in the earbuds.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
So, Tessa, in this brand spanking new segment, Haas is going to read two quotes related to hearts and parts.
Yeah, and you got to choose correctly, which is the quote said by which famous person.
Okay. So our famous people today are Frank Zappa and Steve Martin.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Haas, who do we have first?
Well, quote number one is, you know that look that women get when they want to have sex? Me neither. Okay. Quote number two. If you want to get laid, go to college. If you want an education, go to the library.
All right.
Okay, the first one was, you know that look that women give when they have sex? Not me. I think that's Steve Martin.
That is correct.
Yes. Hey. So by process of elimination,
that's right.
Zappa gave some commentary on the higher education system.
That's right. The library.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good segment.
That is. You remember Zappa on
Hey,
us
no.
Now?
The thought I had is, what do you think the college dating scene is like now with Tinder and all these apps? I feel like kids are just plowing.
Yeah, it seems like it would be plow town.
So you don't just go to the Sink, which is a bar near my college, CU Boulder, and like fuck?
Nope, I don't think you need to anymore.
You stay at home in your dorm room on Tinder?
Or you meet someone at Sink, though. You don't even have to do
college
the
college parties,
there.
Though. There's a lot of
college parties, frat parties. Yeah. But I mean, like now it's like you can't escape like hooking up with people. I feel like it's just like,
I don't know,
like Facebook.
That sounds rapey.
Tinder.
You can't escape the hookup.
It's just around the next corner.
Here's a question.
What the hell?
All right, I'll leave.
Do you think, though, that apps like Tinder and Grindr are more popular with people that are post-college? Because college, you can meet people so easily.
Yeah. Yep.
And then when you get out, it's like, oh, I don't have that built-in network. And everybody I work with at my fucking day job is a tool.
Yeah.
Therefore,
I need some sort of, app
grind
to
Where
to
do you
point.
Work?
Just kidding. I work at UCB.
JK.
Who's a tool?
Yeah,
have some
the
apple
man
juice.
Drinking me apple juice.
Who's that tool?
Yeah, I
the
I feel
band
like...
tool, my favorite band tool.
We love you, Maynard. I think that the scene is probably with the frat parties and loose bars.
Wait,
I think it's probably easier.
Who goes to frat? I never went to frat parties. Did you guys go to
house
frat
parties? I mean,
no, I went to school in the city where frats were like not a thing, and where I had a fake ID, so I was going to bars when I was like 18.
Yeah. Bars.
Bars.
Bars. That's a good
bears.
Place to hook up.
Bears? Or at bars?
Bear Dens.
Bear Dens.
My drink back then was a Malibu Bay Breeze.
Oh,
wow.
Wild down into the Malibu
Bay Breeze. I'd be like, hi, can I have a Malibu Bay Breeze?
I'm 21.
And the bartender's like, I got cold shots of Jaeger. Bud Light. I don't know what to tell
you. Cold Schlager.
Yeah.
I used to go on ski trips to Whistler in high school, and so you just had to have an ID that said you were 19 because it was Canada.
Yeah.
And my drink was a Blue Hawaii, which is so embarrassing because it's like, blue Curacao and like everything just fruity and awful. And it would come and it would look like a tropical Club Med vacation.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, that's my drink. And the bartender would like cry because it took 5 hours to make.
You're like, what? How do you make that? Yeah, I like when a bartender's like, can you tell me how that's made?
Yeah, I've never made one of those. And you're not of legal drinking age, clearly.
No.
But
I was like 14 and I'm already small. I looked 9. And I was like, I'm not sure how to make it. But
something
it's
blue.
Bright blue and it's real cool.
Yeah. It's like the best drink ever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have the college experience, but I did go to some like frat parties and things like that. And it was just, it seemed like a sloppy situation, but like a Tinder, you know, you wouldn't need to, you just kind of scan the room and just like real life Tinder.
Scan the room.
Like who's into it? Who's what's going on? Let's see if anything can happen.
Yeah.
Rather than an app telling you someone's within however radius of you.
That would be funny to do Tinder at a college party because they're like 5 feet away, 2 inches away, 10 feet away.
Yeah. God. Sorted times, guys. Oh, sorted times.
But what is the look that women have on their face when they want to phone?
Oh, someday I'll see it.
Their eyes cross and then roll back into their heads and they start convulsing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And foaming at the mouth?
Yeah. It's like The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Ladies like.
He's going to make love to a seizure.
She wants to do it.
Yeah.
She asked for it.
EMT is like, sir.
My friends told me that when someone's convulsing.
Friends? I do wonder if Steve Martin's ever had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
He was like on world tours for years.
Yes.
I'm kidding. I
cheaper
totally
by the dozen.
Make love to. Cheaper by the dozen.
He had all those kids.
He really got laid on
that. Remember Zappa hosting SNL, too. I just saw the Steve Martin Zappa connection. Mm-hmm. That was a brutal, hilarious experiment. He just didn't play ball at all.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he's a weird fucker.
Zappa?
Zappa was just like. Clearly reading from cue cards and breaking and, but not, I mean, not in a way that a lot of people do when they host that show, but in a way that was just like robotic. He was just purposefully being like,
what's he doing
I'm
now?
Going to read this punchline.
He's on a toilet making posters.
He is.
Right.
He's kind of a crazy genius. So I don't know if he hasn't had any albums come out. Is he dead? I think he's died. I think Zappa's no longer.
I never know who's dead because of all those rumors. Like I thought Chris Tucker was dead 100 times.
Oh yeah. Guys, I love the tablecloth, it's so soft. Mm-hmm.
It's so crispy now because it's never been washed.
There's a few stains, but when you get into a clean spot.
Oh, yeah.
So soft. Yeah, Zappa passed.
That bitch dead.
Yeah.
Zappa's dead?
Yeah, he's been.
He's been 83.
I feel so naive.
Long time.
83?
No,
1993.
93.
Oh, still I feel naive, though.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's too good to be.
Where is he now?
What's he doing? Does he have a web series?
One
Does he have a SoundCloud?
Is he on Tinder?
Oh, Zappa. From whose mouth? Great new segment.
Well, now it's time for a very special old standard.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see Tessa Greenberg in action, even though you are single. We need you to, in a relationship, we need you to pretend you're single for just a moment.
Oh, my dreams are coming true.
This is virtual sugar. What do we do here?
Here, you are going to pick a name from this cup. It's Murph, Haas, and me. And whomever you choose, you have to go on an improvised date with. You have to pretend you're single. We want to see you in action.
Great.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Tessa's picking.
Picking and hoping.
Zappa's unwrapping is gonna haunt us throughout this.
Murph.
Oh, it's me. All right.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Date begins now.
Oh, hey, Murph.
Hey.
Hi. You're wearing the same shirt as I saw you in last time.
I know. Is that random? I have 5 of these shirts though. They're a good shirt. When I find something good, just give me 5 of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just, like, have a lot of the same underwear and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe you hadn't gone home or something.
Yeah. No. I went home and I ironed all 5 of my shirts. And,
okay.
Yeah. No, this is just, like, a thing, you know?
Okay, great. Well,
your hair styled very differently from the last time I saw you.
That's true. I went to Shanae.
Oh.
She does my hair.
Show Shanae.
Yeah. Joe Shanae.
Yeah, Joe Shanae.
She's so good.
I hear great things.
Yeah.
I cut my own, so I don't really need to worry about it. But
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's funny because you live right above a barber and...
I know, but I don't trust anyone else with my hair.
Right.
Hair's
right.
The kind of thing you want to have full command over, you know?
Totally. Well, look, I hear the burgers here is very good, ooh, but really expensive. I hope you don't mind.
I mean, when we're talking really expensive, are we talking like, we're not on the pick two menu at McDonald's.
No,
I realize that.
No.
But are we like,
welcome to Minetta Tavern. I hope you have a wonderful experience that changes your life. I'm Maurice, and I'll be your server tonight. What can I start you out with?
How many of these burgers do you get for $30?
The burger is $41. I do recommend you start with the bone marrow. I would pair it with a nice Cabernet.
That all sounds really good, Murph.
Yeah, but for $41, how many burgers? We each get two burgers?
No, that's one burger.
One burger.
I recommend two burgers per person. They're very small, delectable.
The write-up on Yelp says that that's probably what we should do. If that's okay with you,
Yeah. Let's do it. Marrow and the whole works.
Okay, I recommend the bottle of Cabernet. If you only get a glass, you'll be really thirsty later on when you're diving into our delicious red meat.
Hmm. Ooh, I can't wait to dive into that red meat.
Me neither.
You down for two bottles.
Great.
Perfect. It was really nice of you to treat too, Murph.
Yeah, it's on me. That man seemed robotically, aggressively pushing hard. It was a hard sell on everything on this menu.
Well,
makes me uncomfortable.
I could see that. I mean, I guess I just figured it's our third date.
Okay, you got the bottle of Cabernet.
Yeah.
Here you are. You can see the vintage. Okay, I'll open it up for you. All right, you can take a taste.
Mmm. Oaky.
Man,
whatever.
You don't want to try it?
I can smell it from here.
Polly, what the hell are you doing? This is my table.
I'm just opening the wine for you. I'm trying to help you out.
Listen.
Don't start with me.
Polly. I told you got to stay in the kitchen to get your game face on.
Look, if you're going to charge $41 for a fucking hamburger, you better be professional in front of my date. This is our third date.
This is my son.
Oh, it's a family-owned restaurant.
He's a fucking deadbeat idiot, and I'm trying to teach him the ropes.
I'm just trying to learn. Trying to be like you, Dad.
Oh, really? Then tuck in your shirt. Wipe that chocolate off your mouth. Zip up your pants and get a haircut.
That's not chocolate. That's poop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Pooped.
Polly?
No.
Polly?
That's a no.
Polly?
Yeah.
No.
No.
That's a no.
I don't know if we can eat her, Murph.
I'm disowning
not.
You. I'm disowning you. Give me that apron.
No.
Get out of here.
We're keeping this bottle of Cabernet for...
Thank you.
I'm so sorry, guys. Don't worry. I just kicked Polly out on the street.
That's fine, but...
Well, he had a shit ring around his mouth, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. I mean, it's only fair that he approached our table after what I would hope, best case scenario, is he just tossed one of the cook's salads in the back.
Yeah.
Ate somebody's asshole out, I mean.
Just to be clear, I wiped shit all over the place.
Polly, what the hell? Get out of here.
All right, I'm going.
Fuck it.
I thought maybe you had planned this and that you just couldn't pay for anything, so you and Polly are maybe in on it together.
Polly, did you fucking...
All right. Just to clarify once again, this was not my shit. It was I found a baby diaper outside.
Paul, you eating diapers again?
Yeah,
Jesus
I love them.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
All right, all right. I'm going to go, though.
Are we still going to get the burgers?
We got those burgers.
Are we still going to get the burgers?
I mean, we
got
to eat, right?
I'm hungry.
Yes.
Hey,
as
we
long
gotta
as
eat.
Polly's not making it with his
shit.
Mouth.
God, that was depressing.
Oh,
family drama, always on those dates.
Family-owned restaurant.
Yeah. You know what else is sad?
The Yelp review that they're going to get after that situation.
That
and also,
my waiter's son ate poop. I did not enjoy my dining experience.
The leather overalls I'm wearing are so hot now.
Well,
you got to get out of here.
We get
soon.
To release you because we are sad, but we have to say goodbye to Tessa Granger.
That's very sad. But you guys don't have to say goodbye to tantalizing Tessa.
No, no.
Hop on over to videobytessa.com.
Also, please follow her antics at Tessa_G. That's G-E-E.
Do not miss the shitting. That sick trailer is on Vimeo, and it's exquisite.
Thank you, T-Bird.
Thank you, T-Bird.
Thanks, guys.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Barry Hamelow. That's Ben Hosley.
Ring of shit. I can't stop thinking about that, looking at your
I love
mouth.
How you played yourself.
We also got to thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Guys, do not miss our very special Ménage à Trois Radio After Dark Valentine's Day Spectacular. That's at the UCB Comedy Theater. No, UCB Theater in Chelsea. Saturday, February 13th at 11:55 p.m.
11:55 p.m. We got to say it because we like saying midnight, but then people get confused. Like, is midnight Sunday? Or, no, who's doing
it? Idiots.
Yeah. Thank you, dummies.
Goodbye, idiots. We love you.
Zappa.
He died 12 years ago.
Let's ring Zappa. Zappa, 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 Zoo. Zappa, Zappa, Zappa.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.